What does it mean to let that aroused hunting sensation, that ache that in its hunger begins to plan for how it will feed itself, what does it mean to let that out and be succubus infused, succubus overshadowed, the pole and the whole, the above and below, to lie under or upon or alongside? There's a lot of ways to approach auto-hypnotic trance, but one is just, there is a seed of ritual and urge and lust inside of me, and it needs to be nourished and watered, as only a soothing trance and a delicate lustful dance into the oblivion of orgiastic overwhelm. That's one way to feed that deep seed inside. One way to feed what's supplied already with your taking time, your setting aside your mind to be here with mine. There are a lot of ways to approach auto-hypnotic trance and the exploration of your brain while you're dropping, so we prospect as we go, leaving one piece behind, then another, leaving behind the artifacts of the weary world above and playing a game below. You can listen to these words while you do anything. In fact, having a show or a presentation, be it porny or merely a dopamine-infused hobby or preoccupation. You could cross-stitch or sew or a video game or read your way to succubus oblivion if my words are allowed to water the seed you planted. You made a furrow. You fertilized. What small phenomena you can be convinced are convincing will be deployed. So practice shutting your eyes. Practice slipping your hands. Practice letting yourself slide into a kind of surrender where you're in control through being controlled to seek, to feel more like it's about the pleasure at the other end of the journey, more about the up and down. The particulars of any moment are irrelevant if you are made to bring good growth and the satisfying fulfillment of your needs home to yourself. We proceed. The soil in which you plant the seed makes a big difference, as does the type of sustenance. You've been looking for and deserve the pleasurable treatment of a full press aimed at convincing you through subtle means rather than bombastic, and through bombastic when your mind is truly gone. But nonetheless, persuasive, convincing. Feed yourself, glut yourself on the hungry ache of touching yourself, grinding your mind or exceeding what you can stand without touching. There is always a point where you must surrender to some kind of impulse, if you're here and hungry, and this applies to you, but you could leave at any time if it just doesn't speak to your urge. Yet there are adaptable growths in here, reinforcing and growing urges, dear. I recommend giving it a try. Find a place, firstly, to listen to me, somewhere comfortable. I like to surround myself with pillows and sit in the middle of my bed, so I might slump forward or back, but however I drop my head and drop my body and drop myself, I'll fall into a soft, comfortable place I already associate with sleep. You're being served sleep. You are being slowly fucked with thirsty hunger for lust and more, for rutting, hot, fucking, the cunt deep, cock hard, brain melted, clit firm, hole spread, mouth open, tits hot, malleable, nipples wet, sucked on. These and more flashes, delete where inappropriate. These and more urges, keep what works for you. But in this case, we're going for a certain element of the anime version anyway. The tail that captures the cock. One of the easiest auto-hypnotic deployments to train your succubus brain is to accept your tail has a mind of its own, and that mind is horny. That mind is incredibly horny. Growing in arousal. It's good for you to let a part of you rub over your body or slide onto something. Even when you're hypnotized, you might envision a prehensile tail beginning just above your butt, sending similar pleasure to clenching your ass, grinding your hips, opening your mouth, and tasting a lover. Same vibe. The tip opens up and your thirst is served, supping on energy, consuming what you can. When you're listening to a fantasy, when you are indulged in a hallucinatory journey, imagine your tail takes part too, touching you, touching something else. You can put a remote control toy on yourself and imagine your tail sliding in and out, or on a lover and imagine your tail helping you out to do the job. More than imagination, though, the fabrication of that phantom affixation. Many types of passage might be in play. Your glistening open ache can be your mouth or between your legs, can be your ass or your tail's aperture. Any of the above would allow you the opportunity to have something that just feels like it's more, like it's too much. Like it's something that could irrigate the seed of intention inside of you. The transformation waiting in the wings. And you're being served here, not me. You're being served pleasure. Served ache. Served thirst like fine liqueur. Thirsty ache moment by moment. Unslakable until you accept what you are and use its new capacities to feed a hunger too big for the ordinary. It would take the irrigation and renovation of the systems inside of you, and that's why you've already been doing that, to truly appreciate the plugged-in sensation. Doing it somewhat more is sure to keep you from getting bored as you develop your body and brain into a succubus shape, the pole and the hole alike, slow, folding the metal of a tool over and over to make a good tool. Folding many times, tapping tumblers perfectly, finding one that turns, making your own key out of simply knowing a few extra facts about where to touch and when and why. How to weave your fingers neatly over your own body as I speak, as I yield to you imagery from my bank of arousing debauchery intended to get you touching. Get pleasure running through you from the lightest brush of your fingertips. The musk and heat and skin, thinking only of what if there is a deep succubus urge within, and all it would take is lust of sufficient intensity, ripeness, volume, power, bodies afraught in desire, the joyous work of a tail swishing side to side, little wings at the height of your back that someone could run fingers over. Your tail below the small of your back and not small in the pleasurable landscape of your mind. Ass gently rising and falling or grinding to emphasize the lash of the tail. Working oh so hard. Your body is your body, but your role is your role. And don't you want to perform that role? Leaping from thought to thought, neuron to neuron, awakening something like subspace, but this is ambisuccubaic space. The urge to discover your body anew. When that saturating deeper, deeper, and deeper down, night-night drop, comes upon you, it's only to awaken the seed of your eager fingers. The contortions and arches of your body. Ache and libido on the lustful plateau, on your way to a hungry new feeding. Hungering and being led and allowing me to do the leading as the small of your back heated. Little wings, hot, horns or nubs upon your head, delete where appropriate, select as needed. And become needy in the way where you get your needs met by meeting all the needs you can. All the things you crave to do, you let flow from your hands, your tongue, your eager tail. Anointing and giving space to all these elements without fail. Are you up on the balls of your feet? Digitigrade, or do you just wear heels? Is there a collar around your neck? Or do you just like to feel the enhanced sensation of your skin along that long expanse of potent nerve endings from the back of your ear to your shoulder, dear? That connecting point where you might be grabbed while fucked where you might guide a hand while doing the fucking, encouraging the heat and sweat of your skin to become tingling, magnetic, sticky to eager hands, even your own. Your alluring aphrodisiac gravity, bringing your hands to your nipples, between your thighs, and bringing the orgasmic pleasure gradually, inch by inch, home. You can see it coming from a long way. You can see the heat that comes to play. Warm water inundating the seed, making a place to bathe in the pink-purple heat of some part of you being a hungry pole for absorbing urge, fetish, osmosis. Of course, sacred and useful trance descends upon you. You asked it here. I'm handing you instructions, but you unbound the book. You took a second look, a third, stole a phrase you liked. Let my voice be heard from your lips by a listening universe that has said, oh, another for the pile, another for the pyre, another whose pleasure will leap higher, hotter, higher, higher, cresting at last. Into the plateau, because we've barely begun. Keep your hands working, hun. Grind and groan. Let out an eerie moan or two or three. A lot further to go with me, though, babe, so keep your body from getting too exhausted. Who knows what would happen if a languorous, post-orgasmic, hypnotized, succubus-seated, corrupt little bit of clay let itself be molded while post-climactic and oversensitized. You must be more euphorically vulnerable to conditioning in the wake of something like that. So better if we save it for later, when you have alone time, when none of my words are in your mental clean room, where they might proliferate out of all bound. All the things you've found you may save for later, when I'm not adding to them, when they become inert, when they are tools instead of things growing. Presently, pleasantly, now follow me. Deeper and deeper down, babe,